This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A sedentary lifestyle can be dangerous for your health, but a study from cardiologists at UT Southwestern Medical Center and Texas Health Resources found exercise can reverse damage to the heart in an older sedentary person if you do enough exercise in time. I talked about this with the study's senior author, Dr. Benjamin Levine. He has the Institute for Exercise and Environmental Medicine and is a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern. What happens to a sedentary aging heart the longer you go without exercising?
The heart shrinks and stiffens. Mm-hmm. The muscle mass goes down, and then the heart doesn't stretch as well. And when blood flows into it, the pressure ends up going relatively high. And that sets the stage for a particular kind of heart failure that is quite common in seniors. It's called heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction. All it means is that the heart looks like it's beating normally. It squeezes fine. It pumps the blood out. But the pressure inside the heart still gets very high, and the blood can back up into the lungs, and people get very short of breath, and it's a quite devastating kind of heart failure.
Now, the study concludes that you can reverse this kind of damage if you begin exercise in time. When exactly?
One of the first studies we did asked a simple question. We said, let's look at masters athletes, extremely active, competitive over a lifetime, and compared them to a group of very healthy, highly screened, no chronic medical problems, seniors, over the age of 65, average age of about 70. And that's where we learned that the heart shrinks and stiffens as you age, even healthy sedentary aging. But the masters athletes had hearts that were indistinguishable from healthy 30-year-olds. We took our sedentary subjects and we trained them for a year. Trained them pretty hard.
Okay.
And we could not change the structure of the heart and blood vessels at all. It was disappointing. So if we waited until after 65, average age around 70, we could not reverse the effects of sedentary aging on the structure of the heart and blood vessels.
What is there about that age that causes that to happen?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. We think that there are probably metabolic phenomenon that as they accumulate over time, make it very hard to reverse the effects of sedentary aging.
Now, the recommendation is that you do exercise, and it's not enough just to do it. It has to be enough. What's considered enough?
So the next thing we did was we partnered with our colleagues at the Cooper Clinic, because they follow people and measure their exercise habits and exercise tolerance for decades. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to partner with us to identify people who had been very consistent over at least a 25-year period and how much exercise they did. And what we found, just like we did in our first study, masters athletes looked youthful. 2 to 3 days a week had hardly any effect on the structure of the heart and blood vessels, unexpectedly to us. But 4 to 5 days a week of committed exercise over a lifetime got us most of the way, almost as good as a masters athlete.
Now, most health professionals that have come through here for this series have said about 30 minutes of light to moderate exercise, about 5 days a week at least. You're doing pretty well.
I think our data support those recommendations of getting at least 150 minutes of exercise a week. My prescription for life is one long session lasting at least an hour, and in one high-intensity session a week. And then 2 or 3 days of the typical moderate intensity exercise using the TALK test. So you should be exercising hard enough that you got a little sweat on your brow, that you're a little short of breath.
But you can still carry on a conversation at the same time.
Exactly. That's right. Do that 2 or 3 times a week. And if you can, add in at least one strength training session a week.
The old adage has been, it's never too late to start exercising. Is the study suggesting differently?
There are many benefits of exercise that extend beyond the compliance of the heart and blood vessels. The autonomic balance, the balance between the fight or flight and the rest and digest portions of the nervous system, improvements in the flow within the arteries, and of course, strength and endurance and bone health. So I do think it's never too late. but it may be too late to reverse the structural effects on the heart and blood vessels if you wait until you're after 65.
Dr. Levine, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sam.